This week, the St. Bernard's Crusaders achieved something no other HTNL boys basketball team has ever managed before, as the local high school basketball season concluded. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that big story in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories in what was a busy week for local sports, including news of the All-League and MVP selections in HTNL basketball, a big change in store for College of the Redwoods football, some local baseball and softball news, how one local student athlete is making some noise in college track and field, where two local high school standouts are taking their talents next, and how a former Big Five MVP is closing in on a state championship in her first year competing on the college basketball courts. But first up, the St. Bernard's Crusaders officially closed out the local high school basketball season with an historic achievement this week. After winning their NorCal Division 6 semi-final on Saturday night at Stone Ridge Christian in Merced by a score of 70-60, the SB boys advanced to Tuesday night's championship game against Reading Christian at Shasta College, and they continued to roll with a hard-fought 48-46 win over the top seeds in the bracket. Sophomore Garrett Shanahan led the way in the win and finished with a team-high 14 points, as well as 9 rebounds, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. The NorCal Championship is the second in 4 seasons for the Crusaders and their third in 10 years. Only one other HTNL boys basketball program has ever won a NorCal Championship, and that was the Hoopa Warriors back in 2000. This year's St. Bernard's team, however, achieved something no other HTNL boys team has ever managed, winning a league title, a North Coast Section Championship, and a NorCal title in the same year. This marks the end of the road for the SB boys, as there are no Division 6 SoCal or State Championship games. On Thursday, meanwhile, the HTNL announced the All-League teams and MVPs for boys and girls Big 5 and Little 4 basketball. St. Bernard's junior Liam Dyer was named Little 4 Boys MVP after an outstanding season on the way to the NorCal Championship, while teammates Garrett Shanahan and Tyler Heinrichs each also were named to the All-League team. South Fork's Wesley Way and Trevor Hunt also received All-League recognition, along with Hoopa's Brandon Romero and Lyle McKinnon, and Ferndale's Parker Pryor and Prescott Langer. Another St. Bernard's player, senior Layla Florvillis, also was named MVP for the Little Four girls. This is the third straight year Florvillis has been named the conference MVP, after she closed out her high school career with a remarkable 1,903 points. Her teammates, Samantha Sundberg and Carly Baum, each also were included on the All-League team, along with Ferndale's Tinley Pigeon and Michaela Elsmore, Hoopa's Harmony Nelson and Ivy Lambert, and South Fork's Raven Ravellas. Arcata's Luke Moxon, meanwhile, has been named MVP for the Big Five boys, while his teammates Luke Lemke and Dawson Valerga were also named to the All-League team, after all three players played big roles in leading the Tigers to an undefeated conference championship. McKinleyville's Bodie Douglas and Cole Armstrong also were named to the All-League team, along with Eureka's Will Mooney and Elijah Estrada, Del Norte's Leon Rigdon, and Fortuna's Jack Stacey. Twin sisters May and Tay Wolfert have been named Big Five MVPs for the girls after leading the Arcata Tigers to this year's conference championship, with teammate Malaya Jackson also included on the All-League team. Eureka's Samara Gaither and Tiara Maualuga, McKinleyville's Tatum Fisher and Gabby Watson, Del Norte's Tacinte Steinruck, and Fortuna's Mariah Bravo also received All-League honours. In local football news, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods announced this week that the Corsairs will be joining the National Division for the upcoming season. The move up from the American Division means better competition for the Corsairs, who will switch from the Pacific 7 Conference to the NorCal Conference. The move comes after Redwoods posted 3 straight winning seasons since the program was reinstated before the 2022 season, and 2 straight bowl game victories in each of the past 2 years. It also means the Corsairs can now compete for a state championship in the sport. Also in local sports this week, Arcata senior Addison Wingate, who played a key role in leading the Tigers to a conference championship in girls basketball, announced that she will play for College of the Redwoods next season. Wingate was a three-year varsity player for the Tigers and received an All-League honorable mention this year. She will join a CR team that closed out this season strong and qualified for the NorCal playoffs. And she's not the only local standout who will join the Corsairs next year. Hoopa senior Audrina Mace also signed her letter of intent to compete for the Corsairs on the wrestling mats after graduation this year. Former Ferndale Wildcat Isaac Casso, meanwhile, has begun his college career in style. The Cal Poly Humboldt freshman, who was a multi-sport standout during his time at Ferndale High School, competed in his first ever college outdoor track and field decathlon last weekend, and he impressed on his way to a fifth place finish at the Sam Adams combined events hosted by UC Santa Barbara. The impressive Casso, who is the reigning North Coast Section Class A 110 meter hurdles champion, remarkably achieved personal bests in 7 of the 10 events. In local high school baseball, meanwhile, the defending Big 5 champion McKinleyville Panthers improved to 5-0 with 3 wins at the Foothill Tournament this past weekend. The McKinleyville girls also are off to an unbeaten start in softball after a hard-fought 3-1 win over conference rival Arcata on Tuesday afternoon. The Panthers improved to 3-0 with the victory. And finally this week, former Big 5 girls basketball MVP Caitlin Jaconi of Eureka is enjoying a big debut season on the college courts. Jaconi and the College of the Sequoias women's team are in contention for a state championship. The 2024 Eureka High graduate and the Giants are 30-0 on the season and are the top-ranked team in the state. On Saturday, they defeated Fresno City 63-47 to advance to the State Elite 8 tournament, which gets underway this weekend. Jaconi, who was an all-conference selection for the Giants in her first season with the team, scored 10 points in Saturday's win. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.